Blent Bumps.
Cam FM.
The minute cannon went off about 30 seconds ago, so I imagine they're all being pushed out as we speak, down near the bridge, which has Newnham written in big letters on it, for those who haven't seen it. Newnham obviously not racing in this, as it is the M2. Benedict, can you see down at the start? They must have been pushed out by now. Are they looking ready to go? Nervous? Excited?
I think they're just pushed off. I think that was actually the four-minute cannon we just heard. And we should be expecting the minute cannon any second. It's difficult to see from where I am, but certainly the weather condition seems to have changed quite a lot down here. It was quite choppy when I first walked down, and it's now really quite smooth and calm. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects their starts and how their speed changes as they make their way down the course.
I just, again, I'm on grassy corner, and I've just seen something brilliant. I've seen someone who's listening to Cam FM on an iPad. Now, that was the first minute cannon off in the distance. Anyway, he's standing there listening to Cam FM on an iPad. I'm giving him a little wave now. Doesn't seem to be really responding. No, he's not. Okay, maybe he's not anymore. But nice to see people are listening to the commentary as we kind of stand up here in the cold, you know. Filling time, effectively, I think. So like I say, that was the first minute cannon. The divisions will be kind of coming out now. At the top, Keyes M2 and Emmanuel M1. Now, if Emma can bump up on Keyes, that means that, of course, they will become the sandwich boat in the men's first division tomorrow. Tomorrow, the second divisions will get a break. So the men's second division today, they will get 24 hours off after this. Same with the women. So we should be kicking off any second. It's kind of an eerie silence.
Hello, Tim.
That sounded like a cannon. Yep, there he is, Benedict. Over to you for the race.
Okie dokie, we are underway. The boat's slowly pushed out into the middle, and the cannon has fired. All of the boats that I can see appear to have made a good start. Keyes settling into a strong early rhythm, maintaining their boat's length in front of Emma. The distance down towards Fitz looks fairly standard, but here it looks like Churchill are beginning to catch Fitz. My view has been obscured by a sea of cyclists coming down towards me, but it certainly looks like Keyes have settled into a very strong rhythm and are maintaining, if not extending, their lead. As I look slightly further down the river, we have Downing settling in, looking a little bit messy possibly. Churchill not feeling under any particular pressure. All of these boats have set off very strongly, as we'd expect from this slightly higher division, and have settled into a good strong rhythm. Looking further down, just trying to see if we have any early bumps. It doesn't look like it at the moment. All of the boats are continuing. And let me just have a little look at who's coming past me now. I've got Homerton alongside me. And first and third have just been bumped. First and third have been bumped by Jesus. They're moving over to the bank. Next boat coming towards me is Lady Margaret, closely followed by Queens. All the other boats so far seem to be maintaining their distances fairly well. And the last boat is just clearing the bridge at the far end. I've got Lady Margaret alongside me now, still maintaining about a
length
and a half lead on Queen. Yep. Passing over to Tim.
So, Benedict, as we go around grassy corner, it looks like Keyes are being chased very closely by Emmanuel. There's about a quarter of a length in it as they go around grassy corner. They are coming out the other side of that now with about a quarter of a length in it as they go down towards the Plough Pub. Behind them, by about two lengths, we've got Fitz William M1. They are lengths ahead of Churchill M1, who are about length and a half ahead of Downing M2. Homerton way off in the distance. But anyway, right back up at the top as they come towards the Plough Pub. It looks like Emmanuel M1 are chasing of M2. It looks like there might be a bump at the top. It's close. I think, Beth, you're going to get a much better view of this if there is a bump. Beth, what do you see?
What I can see at the moment is a lot of splashing. They are clearly very close. It's just a question of when this bump's going to happen. The whistles are going like that. Keys are really pulling, but I think Emma... that's conceded. The Keys Cox has conceded. Emma has bumped Keys there, just in front of the Plough Pub. Very, very strong run from Emma there. Behind behind them. We've got Pitt coming up, quite unbothered by Churchill behind them. But, yep, Emma very, very nicely bumped Hughes there. Fitz coming through strong. Churchill being
Ben.
Caught up by Downing there. But nothing much else happening. Okay, back to Benedict.
Darwin are chasing down Pembroke. It's looking really quite close. And Anglia Ruskin have been bumped by Corpus. Have been bumped by the sandwich boat, who have managed to slip past me without me being able to see exactly who they were. Back to you, Beth. You should be able to confirm.
So I have no idea what's happening.
So
there's a bike accident here. People
are
standing. Everything's got quite confusing.
Okay, so Beth. Sorry, Beth, I'm just going to interrupt you there. I'm on Grassy Corner and Pembroke are about to be bumped by Darwin. You can hear the screams behind me as Darwin chased up behind Pembroke. There is a bit of overlap, but surely they're going to lift their hands up any minute now. I'm going to keep watching that as they go around the corner. There's overlap. Surely this is a bump. It must be called any minute. Darwin bumping up on Pembroke too shortly. It must happen. No arm yet, though. It's very difficult to say what's happening there, but maintaining a little bit of a lead. Okay, well, there hasn't been a bump yet. They might have just sneaked away from that for the time being. Amazing. They're literally carrying on with overlap as they go up towards the Plough Pub. Surely there's a bump here. No, they're getting away. Pembroke are getting away from Darwin. Unbelievable. They came so close as they came around the corner. Corpus Christi about a length behind. And scrap that, there has been a bump. Darwin bumping up on Pembroke. So Darwin M1 bumping Pembroke M2. Corpus Christi about a length behind Darwin, just having to steer out the way. Obviously, there was a bump at the bottom between Anglia Ruskin and the sandwich boat. Yes, Joe, over to you.
I am up on Long Reach. Thank you, Tim. I have just had Fitz go past me, followed by Churchill. But much, much more interesting, I have Downing M2, who I thought had been bumped. But what happened was they took the corner so poorly up on Long Reach that they literally rode into the riverbank. It came as a shock to their 6th, 7th and bow rowers, Downing. Big shock rowing into the bank there. Incredibly, though, Homerton were not able to capitalise on that. And Downing pushed themselves back into the river and are still not bumped by Homerton, despite that. I do not think that Churchill are going to bump Fitz, and I'm certain Homerton are not going to bump Downing. Beth, how is it looking where you are?
Basically, all the boats have come past me now. Corpus were looking very easy as they were coming past. I know that they're not going to catch Wolfson at this point, but they're not going to get bumped either. Everyone's settled down. Pembroke have pulled over. Darwin have pulled over. Emma have pulled over. Keys have pulled over. It's been quite eventful. But the river is now slightly calmer. And I can just see Anglia Ruskin rowing up quite steadily coming through, having been bumped there. But I'm still not entirely sure who did bump Anglia Ruskin.
Okay. Beth, I'm going to run down. Beth, I'm going to run down the results as we've got them so far. So, Joe, over to you.
As far as I can see, as they're approaching the railway bridge, Homerton are doing absolutely everything they can to catch Von Downing, who did throw into the bank. I think there's half a length in it. I think they are just about going to escape that bump. They are followed by Downing. They are followed by Lady Margaret Hall. Jesus, obviously bumped first and third. Lady Margaret Hall are going to row over. I believe Queen M2 are going to row over. And Sydney Sussex M1 are also going to row over. But then there's a lot of empty river behind me. Beth, how does it look where you are?
Unfortunately, I think I walked the wrong way. All
Tim.
Boats have come past. I haven't seen what happened between Christ and Wolfson, but Tim, yeah.
Yeah, so guys, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of how it looks from where I'm standing. So at the top of the division, We had Keys M2, they were bumped by Emma M1. Underneath that, we had a row over from M1, a row over from Churchill M1. Downing M2 then crashed into the back, but managed to recover and still not get bumped by Homerton M1. So that happened. And then first and third M2 were bumped by Jesus M2. Lady Margaret M2 are going to row over. Queens M2 also going to row over. Sydney Sussex M1 also going to row over. There might possibly have been a bump, Wilson M1 on Christ M2, but we're going to have to confirm that a bit later. Darwin M1 bumped up on Pembroke M2. Corpus Christi M1 rowed over. And Anglia Ruskin M1 were bumped up by the sandwich boat, Hughes Hall. So that is just about it from the river from the last race for today.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, thank you. So we had Emma bump Keys, Fitz and Downing and Homerton all rode across. First and third were bumped by Jesus. Lady Margaret, Queens and Sydney all rode across. Wolfston M1 bumped Christ M2. Darwin M1 bumped Pembroke M2. Corpus rode across. And Anglia Ruskin were bumped by the sandwich boat, Hughes Hall.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.